What's up, guys? Welcome back. Episode number 32. We are previewing the Super Bowl coming up this Sunday on February 2nd. Should be another good game here between the Chiefs and the 49ers. This is our Josh Hamilton episode representing the number 32. Let's rock and roll. What's up, guys? We are back previewing the Super Bowl. We got the big game coming up this Sunday down in Miami.
Super Bowl 54. We've come a long way.
It is. It feels like just yesterday we were having Super Bowl 50.
And you remember Super Bowl 1? What a great game.
We got 49ers and Chiefs coming up here. It should be an interesting game. Before we really get into the game itself, I'll ask you a question. So just Super Bowl Sunday always has kind of a stigma around it. It's just a good day. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's the best day in sports, or is there something that you'd like to argue against it?
Heck no, it's not the best day in sports. And I can adamantly tell you what the best day of sports is. It is the Thursday of March Madness.
Okay.
The first weekend, sitting in school, some teachers allow it, some teachers don't, finding a way to get the games on, and that first upset just hits different.
Just clinging onto your bracket, hoping to keep it still.
that one 13 seed that you just ruled off having no chance beating the four. You picked crazier upsets than that one, but you were just never thought that particular 13 would win that game, and they hit a buzzer beater and win. And just your bracket is instantly done. That is the best day in sports.
See, I agree. I'm going to argue with you. I think Friday.
Just for the sake of arguing?
Just for the sake of arguing. I think Friday is better just from the point that.
Really? You basically said I'm right, but like you're wrong.
Yeah, like, I agree with you, but I also like Friday's just better. One, because it's a Friday, so it makes the day better itself.
Okay.
But just the fact that, I just remember last year, I was done around lunch anyway, so I was able to leave early, but, like, I literally went home and watched, started at the noon games, and literally just sat on my couch with, like, three computers, like, another TV, and just watched games all night. Didn't have to worry about getting up for school the next morning. Uh-huh. So it just ended up being a better day, but.
No, I know. But, and I will say the one thing about Friday, too, is there's like some moment, whether it comes Thursday night, Friday morning, you have a hectic Thursday, and you just go, wait, we get to do it all again tomorrow? Because there's so many games on Thursday. Because it feels like somebody's playing it every time slot. Well, there's like four games at a time.
There's 16 games each day, those 2 days.
Yeah.
Which when you say the number out loud, doesn't sound that many.
But 16 March Madness
But games, when you've got 2 to 3 going on a time all day, you're trying to cling on your bracket. There's an upset going on.
It's hectic.
It does. The worst is when
But you know what I mean, though. There's that one moment between Thursday and Friday where you're sitting there like, wait. I just felt like I had so much basketball going on. And now every other team
On Thursday night, you go, wow, what a day. My bracket's still looking okay. We're hanging in there. We get to do it all again tomorrow.
It's the joy of a redo.
The worst day is when you got to wait that Monday to the next Thursday, and you're just waiting for it to go. And then you get to Thursday expecting to be just as good, but there's just not as many games. It's not different. The same five. So that kind of sucks. But
yeah, it does. And even though you could argue the quality of the games get a little better, and the stakes of the games get a little higher, there's something missing. And the complete chaos of a game slotted every time. Like, I think it's the Elite Eight weekend, where it's like,
go Sweet 16, Elite Eight.
Yeah, it's like that weekend, that Saturday, Sunday. I mean, there's just two games each day. And you're like, this doesn't feel like March Madness anymore. It's a good tournament, but it's not. The hectic feel is gone.
Unless your team's still in it, then you still get a little bit of a ride there. When you get to watch Team Elite Eight, it gets a little exciting.
I mean, you get to watch your team win a national championship. Shout out 2017. That's an experience. But no, March Madness Day 1 has to be that.
No, I 100%. I think that is probably the best.
March Madness first weekend is the best.
Just pick any of those days. It's a good day.
Yeah, it is.
I agree with you. I mean, if we're still back to the Super Bowl, I put opening day of baseball better than Super Bowl. Just me personally.
I wouldn't. I mean, I don't give a crap about baseball.
What else? There's a few
especially
more.
The first day. It's just like, it doesn't matter. There's 161 more.
You get good pitching maps from the first day, though, if you really appreciate the game.
No, but this Super Bowl, I'm excited for this Super Bowl. I think there's some contrasting styles.
There is. I mean, on one side, we got the offensive juggernaut of the Chiefs.
So let's talk about the Chiefs first.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Patty Mahomes, gunslinger, best quarterback in the NFL right now. He has to be.
I agree.
I mean, he leads an exciting offense.
Yeah, I mean, they've got good weapons this year. Adding
playmakers everywhere.
Tyreek's been great again this year. Adding Mecole Hardman was good. Watkins is always – he's not the number one receiver that you thought you were getting out of college, but he's you're a very solid two or three guy that you got. Kelce, obviously, is pretty much a wide receiver one in himself. So they've got the offense.
Really, really talented team. And the defense is significantly better than it was last year.
Yeah.
Patty kind of had to do even more last year. But they're looking like a juggernaut right
now. They did lose D Ford, so that hurt. But other than that, their secondary's been pretty solid. Tyrann Mathieu's been making plays all over for him.
Yeah, Tyrann Mathieu's awesome. I kind of pull for the Honey Badger wherever he goes, just because he was such a BA at LSU. Like,
yeah.
He kind of has that... We almost need to do a big three at some point of just, like, athletes with the most swag.
I agree.
Because I put guys like... You remember Marshall Henderson?
Not really.
From Ole Miss? Kind of white trash, but, like... Had every 3-point celebration in the book. Like, Mathieu reminds me of like a little bit more classy version of Marshall.
Okay, that's fair.
And so those guys, while I'm not like them in any way, I respect them. And so I pull for that swagger.
They're just fun to watch.
Yeah. And so I really like what Matthew's done for the defense.
No, and I do think one thing that's interesting with the Chiefs is kind of during the season it wasn't a mix. It was a mix because Patty was injured for two or three games, and it was kind of like he wasn't having the season he was last year, which is it's hard to beat.
Yeah,
just because he had such an amazing year.
Right. Same thing that Lamar is kind of going to go through. It's like, how much
he's got?
Can you really get better?
He's got to take a step back.
Yeah.
And so it was at one point people were kind of disappointing the Chiefs, but they've came on as of late. They've looked really good, and they're going up against a good 49ers defense. So
you could argue that Lamar having the breakout year that he did. Was really good for the Chiefs. Because I almost took a lot of the attention and the pressure off of him. Like, Patty, off of that phenomenal year he had the year before, he got to fly under the radar a little bit, get healthy, do his thing. Like, he wasn't the talk of the town every week.
No, I agree with you that that was good. The injury obviously took him.
And obviously they had to get lucky that Lamar just... They didn't run into the Ravens because...
That's true.
That was the AFC Championship we were all hoping for, if we were honest, going in.
100%.
That would have been an electric quarterback battle. But, I mean, the Chiefs, they've had a nice playoff run so far. They had the comeback win against the Texans, which was just dominating, and then pulled out the Titans one, so.
Yeah, I mean, they've looked pretty good. I mean, people thought the Titans were the team of destiny. They came in there and beat them up pretty good.
Yeah, they're looking legit.
Arrowhead's always a good stadium to play in, obviously, down in Miami, but been fun to watch through there.
On the other hand, though, the Niners, really, really different.
Yeah.
Just, they feel like they're more boring, but they're good. They're dang good.
Yeah, and it's almost like, I don't know if it's because of certain personal reasons, but like, I don't really like them.
I don't either. And here's my take on this, okay?
Okay.
I cannot tell you his name. I get it wrong every time. Raheem Mostert.
Went to Purdue.
Raheem Mozart?
Okay.
Raheem Mozart.
Yeah.
Okay. Raheem Mostert.
Okay. Just say it. We get it.
R.M. Raheem. Okay. Raheem is kind of boring. Like, the fact that he had 4 touchdowns in that game.
And let me tell you.
And I can't tell you what he looks like. You could put 10 NFL players lined up. And if you had a gun to my head, I couldn't pick who Raheem is.
Okay, and let me tell you a quick story about just kind of speaks to how boring he really is.
Okay.
So he went to Purdue.
Right. Okay, that's enough. Good story. And he went to Purdue.
And I'm not saying I know every single player, but I follow Purdue football. My mom went there, so I know a pretty decent amount. But I had zero clue that he went there until I looked up this past weekend.
He's so, like,
and so
under the radar. He's good. He had 4 touchdowns in that game.
At Purdue. They tried to switch him to wide receiver because they didn't think he was a great running back. He ran track really fast. I think he won like a few NCAA awards in track. Okay. Then went to didn't get drafted. He's been cut from 7 different teams before he finally found the 49ers, and he's having a decent year. Mm-hmm. But just kind of shows like just how boring he kind of is as a player.
Yeah. Well, I think boring is kind of a tough word. I just meant more of like a personnel. He's had a cool journey.
Yeah.
But in terms of relative to these other NFL guys. Like, I feel like he doesn't give great interviews.
Yeah.
He splits with a talented backfield.
Well, that's the thing is they've got 3 guys. So it seems like a different one of them breaks out every week. And it's kind of like, oh, well, like, who are you going to start next week? And then it's just a different guy that breaks out. It's like, oh, well, it's this guy now.
Yeah, it's just he has like this thing about him that just makes me not very interested in him.
And
he's a great football player. I'm sure he's a nice guy. But I don't really care about Raheem.
No, and the thing is, their offense as a whole is pretty boring.
It is. They don't...
They pound the run, and then Jimmy G throws dump-off passes and lets Debo and Kittle run down the field.
But, like, when the Titans pound the run, it's like, look at this man-child run the football. It's at least... They have a beast running it.
Like, I can't tell you how many times I've been watching a 49ers playoff game, and it's probably hasn't been that many times, probably like two, but it's like, I like to look at my phone, I look up, and it's like, oh, there's a 50-yard touchdown, and broke through, like, cool. Like,
they just, it's weird. And so, as the casual fan, I'm pulling for the Chiefs, wholeheartedly.
I am too.
I want Patty to put up 50.
And let me get a little personal here with this story of why I don't think I like the 49ers. So,
okay.
Friend Lucas, been on the pod a few times.
Has he really been a few times? I guess he has.
Maybe
he came to Clemson.
Two or three.
He's been around.
He's been around. Yeah. You guys should know the name if you're
an listening. Avid listener.
Yeah, but so Lucas is, he's a 49ers fan. I'm not going to call him a bandwagon because he has legit reasons, and he kind of has been. But he's definitely has not pulled for them a ton in the past few years when they haven't been as good.
But now they go to the Super Bowl.
But now they go to the Super Bowl. He's the biggest fan around. And
die hard. Has to scream every time they score a touchdown. Yeah. Gets really, really mad when the other team makes a decent play.
And he's a Clemson fan, too. And as a Southern fan, I hate Clemson. And so the fact that he's a Clemson fan and no Clemson's having success, like...
You can't have success at all levels.
No. Like, if you're going to, like, give me a little balance. Like, I want some of the winning in mind. So, like, just to see him lose in 49ers. Uh-huh. Plus, if Clemson and the 49ers both lose in the championship game, Super Bowl, like, it'd be funny.
Yeah. So, example, Boston Sports. That's where, like... If you're a fan of a city's sports teams and you're a fan of all those teams, this is like an unwritten sports law. Then, okay, if the Patriots win a year and then the Red Sox win a year, like, that's okay because you can be fans of both those teams. And look, your city just had a great year.
Yeah.
And Boston has a lot of great years. But if you take part in the split team role, as in being a Clemson football fan and a 49ers fan, not that there's anything wrong with that, but you don't deserve to have both of them
win. They have no relation to each other.
You don't deserve to have both of them win. You don't deserve to have a great year in both.
No, I agree.
It's unfair because you're pulling from two different pockets. I'm a North Carolina Tar Heels fan for football, and then I would say in the NFL and the Falcons. And very consistently, they both don't have good years at the same time. Often, they actually have a lot of bad years at the same time.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
But you can't – having both is too much. And so anytime you have both of your teams doing successful, especially when it's split city, I will be pulling for your team.
Especially with how much Lucas
just
shoves it in our faces. It's just, I hope he's listening. I hope he understands my hatred for his team.
There's like a 50-50 shot he's listening right now.
Honestly, he may be listening just because it's the 49ers. He knows we're talking about it.
Yeah.
And he knows I will talk about 49ers.
I don't really care.
So Lucas, what's up? I hope the 49ers lose this weekend.
Speaking of, we're talking about like odds. Lucas is listening, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, I've got some good prop bets. Shout out to Mac, who can't be with us again.
Mac.
This is the same night, so personal reasons. These prop bets are kind of just like stupid bets that people are actually spending lots of money on for the Super Bowl, which would be really fun if you had the money to
If I've got the money, I'm throwing around some stupid bets. Like, let me laugh while I lose my money.
Yeah. So, Will, I'm going to ask you, they're yes or no, really, and I'm just going to ask you what you think.
Okay.
Will President Trump congratulate the winning team on Twitter?
Yes.
I think so, yes.
That's an easy yes.
Yes.
Because the thing with Trump is he will, I'm not even going to get political here, but it's just what he does, is he will invite every team to the White House just to prove the fact that no one wants to come because they don't like him. And I think he likes that a little bit.
Well, I can guarantee that his tweet will go something like this. First off, I would bet a lot that he does tweet. And the winning tweet will read something like, congratulations to the Chiefs of Kansas City for winning the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. Great team, great coaches, and great quarterback. Or something.
It would be great team, great run, great city.
Yeah.
Like, just ties it into a little bit.
I love the city. Great state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be willing to put money on that. The word congratulations is said, and city is named. But he tells it it's a great city, too.
Okay. We'll stay tuned for that one.
Okay.
Will President Trump tweet during the game? Like, will he put out a tweet during the game? The odds are really, really close on this one.
I think he is. I think he will.
I have to say he won't, actually.
Okay. Now, I wonder, is he going to be at the game?
Because
if he's at the game, then I would like to bet that there's at some point, tweets like, great game so far, like, thanks everyone for cheering me on when I went out on the field or whatever. Like, something along those lines.
I don't know. That's a... That's a key question to really answer now, that problem.
Did he tweet during the national championship?
I don't think so. I don't remember seeing it. Okay. I've got more. I've got time.
Keep them coming.
Okay. Will they show the Golden Gate Bridge?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's 2-1. Now, 2-1, yes.
Okay. Now, the thing is here, when do you consider it during the game? Because I'd put all my money on the fact that at some point within an hour before the game time in some video, hype video type deal.
Yeah, they just mean on the coverage.
Okay,
yeah.
Then there'll be it. But like during the game, I'm still going to say yes, but the chances go down just a tad.
Okay, how many times Mike Shanahan will be shown during the game? Over, under 1.5.
Ooh. Now, I think this goes the same thing. Coverage, easy over.
Okay, it says during the game, though.
Okay, so we're talking just from
kickoff. This is an easy over for me because he blew a 28-3 lead.
Okay, I think because I'd be willing to bet they show him once.
Did he bet? That was him, right?
No, that was Kyle.
Kyle. Dang it, I knew it.
But they're gonna show it for sure once, just show that they're related.
Uh-huh.
And then if they win, it'll show.
I'm an idiot. It's Mike. Okay, I read that so wrong.
Kyle's a coach.
Yeah.
Mike is his dad, who used to be a coach.
No, I know. I mixed him up. I was like, well, of course he'll show him.
I think this is a good bet, actually.
A good bet for what?
Like, it's the 1.5 is a good.
Well, like, will they show him twice?
Like, I'm just.
I think they'll show him twice.
I agree, but when I'm.
It depends on the game, because if the 49ers are winning, it could be like a. We could get an early moment to, like, show him, and then a late moment, like, look at his reaction.
That's what I'm saying. Logically, they're going to show him once just to show that they're related.
Yeah.
The second time, I'm trying to picture time of why they would show him a second time.
He makes a great call on a fake play, and they show dad going crazy in the stands. Yeah. Like, look at my son, coach. I would take the over.
Okay.
I like the over.
I agree. I think I like the over, too.
Will MC Hammer say Hammer Time in the Cheetos commercial? It's 10-11 odds both ways, so this is just a coin flip. Apparently, this is a thing. I haven't really.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know enough about it. I'll say sure. Seems like they kind of have to. It's kind of their thing. Just make a memorable commercial. Has this happened before? Do you know?
Yes, it has.
Okay, then I'd say yeah, probably.
Okay. Will so Demi Lovato sing the national anthem?
Okay.
Will Demi Lovato omit a word from the anthem? So, like, will there be one word in the entire anthem that she leaves out in the nature of her singing?
Hmm. I don't think so.
Okay, the odds do say that she will not.
Because I think you got it, like, if, just to be proper about it, you got to hit every word, and it makes it, and just because everyone knows every word and everyone's singing along, like, if you skip words, like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
It's a little more noticeable.
Will a Dan Marino highlight be shown? With it being in Miami?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. Odds would say yes. Will Tom Brady be mentioned?
He'll be mentioned. Like, yeah. if
it's 100%, literally just will he be mentioned?
Yeah, 100%.
They love them some Brady.
Who especially, it depends on who's announcing. Because if it's the NBC guys, Collinsworth will 100% mention Brady.
Okay, this is awesome. Which auto brand commercial will air first?
Ooh.
Hyundai, Kia, Porsche, Audi, Toyota.
All right, I'm gonna take Porsche and Audi out. They're too high end. I guess I can say. I'm liking Kia. Some funky Kia commercial. They just have funky commercials. Give me like an early Kia commercial.
Okay. They have actually the second best odds. Hyundai.
Okay.
Has the best odds. Which beverage brand commercial will air first? Bud Light, Bud Light, Mountain Dew, Coca-Cola.
Oh. I was just going to go ahead and say, if you didn't give me options, I'll say Pepsi because they sponsored
a
halftime show.
It took out Pepsi. There's a Pepsi Bandit bet in a second.
Okay. I'm going to say... What is it? I'm going to say Bud Light.
Okay. Will either singer at the halftime show drink Pepsi? Yes or no?
I don't think they'll drink it.
Yeah, because it has to be a drink, not just like a habit.
Like, it's not just like somewhere on there they have to like drink a Pepsi.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to say no during performance. There could very easily be something they'd drink one before.
Okay, last prop bet.
Okay.
Food brand commercial to air first. Doritos, Snickers, Cheetos. Not the best one to air first.
See, the thing is, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to get logical with it. Uh-huh. Where I think, like, maybe Doritos will try and wait a little bit just to build up the hype a little bit.
Because Doritos normally has, out of those three, I think has the best one.
Yeah.
Doritos goes pretty hard.
They do.
Remember the Puppy Monkey Baby one?
Yeah. They've had some weird ones. They had the Time Machine one.
Imagine writing a Super Bowl commercial.
I mean, it's crazy to see that.
It's so much money.
They've been paying, like, $6 million for 30 seconds worth of ad space.
Yeah, for just something stupid.
Yeah.
What a job. Like, what a creative writing. Maybe we need to make a Super Bowl commercial.
If you guys want to fund us, we'll make a Super Bowl commercial next year.
All right, you know what our project is going to be? Buy the Super Bowl, and we'll post it on the Instagram. Uh-huh. Like, we'll just make our own 30-second commercial using, like, iMovie or something.
And just make it really dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we could do that.
And we'll say, we would pay for a Super Bowl commercial, but we don't have the money, so we'll settle for this video instead.
I think we could do that.
Boom. Golden idea.
Money.
Born right here on the podcast.
And you know what? It gets so popular that it just starts going viral, and people start...
It's and like, then it gets played on a phone that you see on the Super Bowl, and then we'll unofficially get a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you're listening to this episode right now, go to the episode post and comment a baby, because this idea was just born. Boom. Comment a baby face, and I'll know. Comment a baby face, and honestly, just tag me. Like, tag my personal account, and I'll like it. And if you comment a baby face, we'll bring you on the show at some point. Screw it.
Okay, that's fair.
If you're listening to this and comment a baby face and tag me, we will bring you on the show.
That's fair.
Only guaranteed to the first person who does it. The rest we might just guys, but...
We'll pick and choose from the rest.
We'll pick and choose from the rest. But yes, I'm throwing that out there. We will reward our listeners.
That's fair.
Okay, now to the real betting that we like. The actual odds on the game. Kansas City is a 1.5 points favorite.
Very close.
What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's...
Vegas knows.
They do.
So it probably is a 1.5 favorite. But the better question would be, which way were you wrong?
I think I like the 49ers a little bit.
Because if you think the 49ers were going to win, then you would say, okay, you're wrong in that direction. Because Vegas is right.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
I like the Chiefs to win, too.
And it'll be by more than 2 points.
I feel like I feel like the 49ers are going to win. I don't know why, but just gut feeling, I feel like they're going to win. Just something about every time I go to watch them, it's like, all right, they're not that good. Their defense is good, but their offense isn't going to be able to hang with the Chiefs. Uh-huh. And then they somehow, for some reason, whether it's Mozart scoring 4 touchdowns or Jimmy G having game life against the Saints, they pull out a win somehow. So I want the Chiefs to win, but I think I'm going to take the 49ers.
Okay.
Like just outright.
Yeah.
Which helps. I mean, yeah, the Chiefs being favored just
helps.
Gives me money.
Over under 54.5 combined points. 54.5.
I'm gonna take the over.
I'm gonna take the over as well.
Because I think the Chiefs are gonna score at least 25 easy. Not easy, but
there's no way the Chiefs get held to 20 points. No chance.
The thing is, the 49ers, they're good.
It doesn't matter. Patty's going to go off.
I like the over, too, because I do think the 49ers are good enough on offense to hang with the team. I don't think if they get into a shootout, I think the Chiefs will pull it out, but they're good enough to hang with the team.
Yeah, I'm. This is, compared to past Super Bowls, I'm really excited for this one. Being quite honest, the podcast has made me like much more in tune with NFL football. So this feels like the first one I can look at and be, hey, like I feel like I really know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to watch it.
It is weird, just like, obviously, I don't think other teams are not deserving of getting to this point, but just think that the 49ers and Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, just kind of a weird
matchup, weird color scheme to go from like...
We're going to have red and gold and red and yellow.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of ugly looking out there.
But... I know. It is. It is weird. Okay, we do have to come up with one scenario that if this happens, mm-hmm. you'll get a buzz cut. It can be the most random scenario ever, but we do have to honor it.
Oh, man.
One scenario that if it happens, it happens.
How weird can I get with
okay,
this?
Okay, I'll go first.
Go ahead. Let me think about it.
I'll go first. If the Chiefs' backup kicker makes a field goal from at least 50 yards...
Okay.
I will get a buzz cut.
Okay.
Not Butker, their backup kicker, whoever that is. How about this? If just a kicker for the Chiefs, other than Harrison Butker,
okay,
makes a field goal over 50 yards.
So if the Chiefs make a 50-yard field goal and it's not Butker, you'll get a buzz cut.
I will get a buzz cut.
Okay. Let me do it. If Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan get in a fist fight at any point of the night, I'll get a buzz cut.
Okay. A straight fist fight.
Yeah, like punches have to be thrown, not just a little talking. I want to see a punch thrown.
And we each have to throw one more. One more buzz cut bet.
Okay. You go ahead first.
I will. If this one is like actually going to be kind of more likely, I think.
Okay.
If Patrick Mahomes throws a touchdown that goes 20 yards in the air with his left hand.
Okay. Borderline, but it could happen.
I will get a buzz cut. Okay. Because I don't mean like a little lefty pitch for a touchdown. I mean somehow his right hand gets tangled up and he just slings one. Because if anyone would do it, it would be him.
And he very well could.
I know. But I don't think the odds of it are so low.
Yeah.
But if he does throw a lefty touchdown that has to be in the air for 20 yards, it could be on the 10-yard line, and he throws it to the back of the end zone for okay. touchdown, I would count it.
Like, we're gonna pull it up, and we're going to, like, count the yards ourselves.
And if it's a touchdown with the left hand in the air for 20 yards, I will get a buzz cut.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, I'm going to go back to your kicking. If we get a triple doink on a kick, I'll get a buzz cut.
A triple doink?
A triple doink.
A doink, doink, doink.
Triple doink. In the Super Bowl. Yep. I will get a buzz cut.
Okay.
And I'll get, like, you can put a design in my hair, too, if that happens.
Okay, we will shake on that.
Yep. And if you're listening, you better hold us to it if these happen.
All right, sounds good. Those are our buzz cut bets.
Uh-huh.
And I think that wraps up our Super Bowl episode. Last pick. You're taking the 49ers?
No, I'm going to go Chiefs here just because I want them to win.
Okay, fine. I'm taking
Give me Chiefs 34-27.
Okay, and that would hit the over.
It would.
Give me Chiefs 38-34.
While you're thinking it, let me explain.
Give me Chiefs 38-34.
Okay. Close.
Yeah, close but a little higher scoring. Yeah.
I mean, my reasoning for taking the Chiefs here is I want the Chiefs to win and I think they will, but if I'm putting money on it, I'm putting my money on the 49ers to win. That's just my reasoning there. I hope the Chiefs win. Should be a good game. It's always halfway exciting. I can't remember a Super Bowl that was like I watched and I was like, "Whoa, this is horrible." There's always at least an exciting game, just vibe around it too.
Yeah, hopefully it's a good one. This wraps up episode number 32. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I thought it was a good episode. Yeah. It was fun.
A little funner. I mean, take the less seriousness of the Super Bowl out. Gave what we needed to say about each team and had a little fun with the bets.
Your favorite podcast, live and direct.
Mm-hmm.
Bush, one take. Bush League Sports. Thank you.
Peace.